Thank you and good morning on this lovely Saturday. In local news, Family Farms LLC has recently announced the hiring of a new CEO, Sherry Rogue Fiddler. Located in Brighton, Family Farms is an agriculture consulting firm that also specializes in other services for family farms. With an ever-changing agriculture industry, it is more important than ever to have the skills and time to properly manage a farm. What makes Family Farms unique is that it is member-owned by family farms across North America. The experienced professionals at Family Farms work with families not only in Illinois, but all across the United States and Canada. They're a professional and friendly staff that have the knowledge and experience to help in 17 different areas of a family-owned farm. After founding the company and serving family farms across North America for 50 years, CEO Alan Lash retired. I got to talk to the new CEO, Sherry Rogue Fiddler, about herself and the CEO position. So Sherry, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Thanks, Jamie. It's great to have some time with you. I'm from Nebraska. I'm a fifth-generation farm owner and operator from Nebraska in southeast Nebraska. We're excited. We're celebrating our 150th anniversary on our farm this summer from that time when we came from Germany, actually, and landed actually here in Alton and then went to Nebraska. So I'm excited to be here.
Wow, that's quite the move from Nebraska to Illinois. What brought you back to Illinois?
Well, this wonderful opportunity, as we'll probably find out as we talk together, I'm just really passionate about what Family Farms is doing here. As a family farmer myself, I know the challenges of navigating the future, and I'm just really excited about this opportunity to join the team and help Family Farms navigate the future.
So back on your family farm in Nebraska, did you have corn, soybeans, or did you mostly just have like a ranch style, like cattle?
So over the arc of my lifetime, we've actually had what I call like three different chapters of our farming operation. When I was growing up, it was a traditional diversified farm. So we had a variety of crops. We had cattle and hogs and chickens. Then over time, we let go of the animal side of our business and farming operation. We did have a small chapter of organic farming. We were quite early into organic farming and ended up partly because we were so early in it, we weren't able to make that work economically for us. So at the moment, we are corn and soy farmers, irrigated corn and soy.
That's really interesting, and we're glad to have you back in Illinois.
Thank you. It's a great state. I'm happy to be here.
What are you most looking forward to in your new position?
Well, in fact, even this week, part of the joy, I think, of this position is really working with the family farms. And this week, we were fortunate to have one of our new family farms with us here at our headquarters here in Brighton, Illinois. And it's really that opportunity to get to know these farming families, getting to know them as a family, getting to know what their hopes and dreams are for their future, and having the opportunity to partner with them to help them succeed for generations to come. So that really is at the heart of what we do here.
Did you think you'd be in the CEO position when you heard that Alan Lash had retired?
Well, that's the sort of era, the change of one era to the next. And with him retiring, it's that inflection point that happens for any business when the founder is ready to retire. So, I'm here to build on that foundation and enter this next era with the great team that is here and the wonderful foundation that's here.
Family Farms is located on Delhi Road in Brighton and can be contacted by phone at 618-372-7400. To learn more, visit their website at www.familyfarmsgroup.com. A reindeer farm in Springfield got some terrifying news on Friday when one of their reindeer was diagnosed with chronic wasting disease. Chronic wasting disease has been identified in one reindeer and a captive herd in northern Illinois. Affecting cervids, or members of the deer family, CWD is a prison disease that causes brain and nerve issues and has proved to be fatal. A prison is an abnormally folded protein that can occur naturally or be acquired through contact with contaminated bodily fluids or a contaminated environment. Symptoms include weight loss, stumbling, excessive thirst, drooling, and listlessness. An animal cannot be diagnosed with CWD by symptoms alone, as many of these are also indicators of other diseases. The only definite way to diagnose CWD is through tissue testing after death. There is no USDA-approved live animal test available to determine if an animal has CWD. The affected reindeer was sampled on April 23rd during a necropsy after the animal died unexpectedly. Tissues for CWD testing were submitted to the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory for analysis, and the diagnosis was confirmed at the USDA National Veterinary Services Laboratory in Amos, Iowa on May 9th. Samples were subsequently sent for DNA testing, with confirmation received on June 5th. Prior to this detection, CWD had only been detected in one free-ranging reindeer herd in Norway in 2016. The susceptibility of reindeer to CWD had been much debated prior to this detection. This is the first known case of a reindeer being confirmed positive in North America. The herd is a member of the IDOA's Illinois Chronic Wasting Disease Certified Herd Program and has been placed under quarantine. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is working closely with the herd owner and USDA Veterinary Services to manage the herd. There is no evidence of CWD being infectious to humans, and it does not appear to naturally affect cattle or other domesticated animals. The National Corn Growers Association has recognized students' research efforts at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. A graduate student from Iowa State University took home the top prize in the National Corn Growers Association's Corn Utilization and Technology Conference 2018 poster contest held in St. Louis, Missouri this week. Joseph P. Poland from Iowa State University's Department of Mechanical Engineering received top honors in the Gary Lamy Student Poster Competition, sponsored by the Indiana Corn Marketing Council for his work on improving the process economics of making biorenewable fuels and chemicals from corn stover. Encouraging young researchers to consider a career in agriculture is a major focus for the national corn growers and their state partners. Those recognized in the poster contest show our efforts are paying off, and they provide another reason for optimism, said Dennis Maple, chair of CUTC and the National Corn Growers Association's Corn Productivity and Quality Action Team. I think all of the conference attendees were very impressed with the quality of research and the level of enthusiasm the students exhibited. These are the people who drive much-needed new uses for corn in the future. Poland's research seeks to take abundant corn stover biomass and convert the lignocellulose fractions into valuable products more economically and efficiently by improving the scalability and process economics of corn stover pyrolysis systems. Other general poster session winners included Tanvi Deshpande of South Dakota State, who received second-place honors for a project entitled Developing Food Quality Standards for Distillers' Dried Corns, Evaluating Composition Quality and Safety. Held on a biannual basis, CUTC is recognized as an important forum for exchanging ideas and networking with an international audience of 240 experts from agricultural industry, academia, associations, and government. If you have a talent or love for photography, the National Corn Growers Association is currently having a photo contest. The National Corn Growers Association invites photographers, both amateur and professional, to help share our story of farming field corn in America through the 5th annual Fields of Corn Photo Contest. Through this contest, NCGA captures high-resolution photos of corn growth from seed to harvest and the families that grow it. Interested participants will be able to submit multiple entries until November 30th, 2018. Open to all, the Fields of Corn Photo Contest offers a free opportunity for photographers to share their work while competing for 25 cash prizes. Prizes include cash awards for the top three entries in eight categories, including corn, growing field corn, farm family lifestyle, scenery/landscape, farming challenges, SHP conservation, one for the most popular as determined by Facebook likes, and new this year, True Grit. The new True Grit category was born out of the farm family lifestyle category. This new category focuses on the people getting work done with their bare hands. The Little Farmers category was eliminated from the contest this year, but photos of that nature will still be accepted in the Farm Family Lifestyle category. It is important to note that the Fields of Corn photo contest is specifically geared toward photos of field corn and not sweet corn. While entries will only be accepted until November 30, 2018, entries may accumulate likes until December 31, 2018. Winners will be announced in January of 2019. So get started today. Register, upload your best farm photos, and come back often to submit new entries. To learn more, visit www.ncga.com. That's all the time we have on this morning farm show. Tune in this afternoon for the Saturday Afternoon Horse Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.